Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I'm so thankful you tuned in, especially since our theme is about Thanksgiving. This is Thanksgiving week, and some form of a Thanksgiving holiday is celebrated in many different countries around the world. And it's a national holiday here in the United States. You know, on Thanksgiving Day, our hearts often find a pathway home to our childhood memories. And for me, church services at Thanksgiving were also part of our tradition. But as I imagine for you too, some Thanksgiving days as an adult weren't as wonderful as my childhood. Well, one of my fond memories from childhood was being across the street at Grandma's house a few days early as she prepared for Thanksgiving. I can still see Grandma making succulent pumpkin and pecan pies. Well, as a child growing up in the Dakotas, part of the joy of the day when we all gathered at Grandma and Grandpa's house was seeing my aunts and uncles and cousins. Later in the afternoon, the adults would tell us about the beginning Thanksgiving Day with the pilgrims and Indians enjoying the food together. It had a special meaning for our family because our family ancestors have been traced back to England. In fact, we are direct descendants of Samuel Penfield, who came over on the Mayflower. Well, imagine to a little girl in South Dakota the romance, the mystery, the images that brought to me. And as an adult, I've read numerous books about the beginnings of our country and the surrounding miraculous events. But whether it's the beginning of our nation or our own lives, we do need to give thanks. And so here is Don Moen singing for us now the song, "Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart."
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ.
And I, let the weak say, I am.
yes, let's give thanks with a grateful heart to the Lord. He is such a wonderful, trustworthy God. Well, on this program, I'm talking about Thanksgiving, it being that time of year. And from the internet, I learned that President George Washington, our first president, established the first National Day of Thanksgiving in 1789. And some years later, President Lincoln revived the tradition during the Civil War, asking Americans to give thanks with one heart and one voice. Well, Thanksgiving continued to be celebrated, and nearly a half a century ago, President Dwight Eisenhower proclaimed Thanksgiving as a time when Americans should celebrate the preservation of the ideals of liberty and justice that formed the basis of our national life and the hope of international peace. So, Thanksgiving has continued as part of our national heritage. And in November of 2001, following the September 11 terrorist attacks, President George Bush also gave a Thanksgiving proclamation, asking that we remember that the true strength of America lies in the hearts and souls of the American people. And in the proclamation, he also expressed gratitude for the dedicated firefighters, police officers, and first responders who also helped to keep our homeland safe. Well, this program is produced before President Trump gives his Thanksgiving message, so we'll have to wait for it. But as Christians, we can be especially thankful for the precious gift of eternal life that Jesus has given to us. So no matter what you're going through at this time, God has a special promise for you in this next song, a promise that He will walk with you and care for you. The Maranatha Singers sing a song that's God's promise for you, no matter what you're experiencing in your life. Here it is, I Will Be With You.
I will be with you in joy and in pain. Your cry for mercy echoes my name. Now and forever, I'll be at hand. And I will be with you, I will be with you. That's who I am. I will be with you. Your prayer for deliverance will not be denied. For I'll fight the battle that evil might wage. And I will be with you, I will be with you till the end of the age. I will be with you, I will be with you forever.
Oh, what a wonderful promise in the song from the Lord, because it is a promise from the Bible. God said, I will be with you. And that's so true, isn't it? Yes, that's a promise from the Lord. In numerous places in the Bible, God says, I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Well, in the event you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and on this program, Psalms of Hope, I'm talking about being thankful. Thomas Wilder made an interesting comment. He said, we can only be said to be truly alive in those moments when our hearts are thankful and conscious of our treasures. And I would add, most of all, for the treasure of Jesus in our lives. King David knew about being thankful. He wrote about it numerous times, including in Psalm 100. He wrote, be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Isn't it wonderful? No matter what's going on in our lives, no matter how difficult life becomes, no matter what the doctors report, or how impossible relationships are, we can still be thankful to the Lord for his blessings to us. Indeed, God is a good God, and like King David, we can be so grateful for God's mercy, his grace and truth, which endures to all generations. Oh yes, God's love and mercy and grace that King David wrote about has continued down through these thousands of years to each one of us living here and now. And the Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to the Colossians, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Well, that's pretty good directions for us for our prayers too, isn't it? Being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Yes, as we continue in prayer with thanksgiving, we will find that we can say, it is well with my soul. And here is Sandy Patty singing for you now. It is well with my soul.
What else?
Yes, if we have Jesus in our heart, then we can say, "It is well with my soul." Oh, how thankful we can be for His grace in our lives, and it's available to us every day. Thankfulness. Yes, I try to make it a habit to thank God every day for His blessings to me, for health, for my loved ones and friends, and joy and love. We can go on and on. Get the idea. But I know sometimes it's difficult to live in a spirit of thankfulness when we're struggling with our circumstances. And yet, the Bible encourages us to have a thankful heart in all of our circumstances. In some years past, I've gone down to the senior center and helped serve people from the area who had no families or could not afford a special Thanksgiving dinner. One such year, I took a plate of food to a white-haired lady sitting off to the side in her wheelchair. I took a moment to talk to her and sensed the loneliness in her heart. She was far away from any family. As we were chatting, suddenly we heard piano music coming from the far end of the room. Well, a woman was sitting at the piano playing some of the old hymns, and with each note our hearts began to lift as joy permeated the room. The old piano was in need of tuning, but it didn't matter. And at my new friend's request, I pushed her wheelchair down to the piano. Soon others joined us as we sang with great abandonment. It reminded me of Psalm 95:2, where it says, "Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him." Oh, I have no doubt. With all of us singing rather loudly, we probably did fit into the category of joyful noise. But once again, I learned the joy of thanksgiving isn't a matter of a big house or lots of possessions. No, it's a matter of choosing joy and being thankful. Well, the song, My Tribute, expresses it so well. It says, "How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me." Now here is the group, Praise and Worship, singing for you, My Tribute.
Should I gain any praise?
Yes, we are so blessed by God's love for us. As the song said, even the angels cannot fully express our gratitude. Well, with Thanksgiving coming soon, I'm aware that this Thanksgiving, there are many people throughout the world who are hurting and lonely and perhaps don't even know where they're going to sleep that night. Sometimes they don't even have resources to help them through the next day. But may I offer something that's helped me in whatever circumstance I find myself? Years ago, I read a statement that said, "Sustaining thankfulness is what gets you through those dark nights of the soul when you don't know what to do or where to go, and it seems you can't last another day. But because of your faith in God, you do get through." So, dear friends, when you are facing your trials, trust God. He will use those very events that are difficult to catapult you into a new dimension of intimacy and understanding of Him. And may I encourage you, no matter how difficult your life is right now, that you find someone you can express thankfulness to, someone to give a smile or a hug. Wherever you are in your life right now, reach out to others. It helps us in our own challenges, doesn't it? Yes, dear friend, if you are lonely and hurting, look to God. He will help you. He will walk with you each and every day if you ask Him. And now our time together is over. And thank you, dear listeners, for each and every one of you who wrote to me this past week. I appreciate it more than you know. And for those of you who haven't written yet, but you're listening to Psalms of Hope, I would love to hear from you too. It's your emails and letters that keep me on your station. So do tune in, same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791 USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.